Putin announces 3-day Russian ceasefire in Ukraine from 8 May, date modified colon 2025-04-2018-13:40:51.564z, description colon Ukraine calls for an immediate ceasefire of at least 30 days in response, comma dot. Putin announces 3-day Russian ceasefire in Ukraine from 8 May, April 28, 2025, save, Thomas McIntosh, BBC News, London, Vitaly Shevchenko, Russia editor, BBC Monitoring, save, Getty Images, Russian President Vladimir Putin has announced a temporary ceasefire for the war in Ukraine. The Kremlin said the ceasefire would run from the morning of May 8 until May 11, which coincides with victory celebrations to mark the end of World War II. In response, Ukraine's Foreign Minister Andriy Sybiha called for an immediate ceasefire lasting at least 30 days. While U.S. President Donald Trump, who has been attempting to broker a truce between the two sides, said he wants to see a permanent ceasefire, the White House said, the Kremlin announced a similar 30-hour truce over Easter, but while both sides reported a dip in fighting, they accused each other of hundreds of violations. Ceasefires have been attempted more than 20 times in Ukraine, all of them failed eventually, and some within minutes of going into effect. The most recent one, over Easter, was very limited in scope and only resulted in a slight reduction in fighting, with both sides accusing each other of violating the truce. Rosenberg, what's Putin trying to achieve by calling a 3-day ceasefire? In a statement on Monday, the Kremlin said Putin declared the ceasefire based on humanitarian considerations. A translation of the statement said, Russia believes that the Ukrainian side should follow this example. In the event of violations of the ceasefire by the Ukrainian side, the armed forces of the Russian Federation will give an adequate and effective response. The Russian side once again declares its readiness for peace talks without preconditions, aimed at eliminating the root causes of the Ukrainian crisis, and constructive interaction with international partners. Following its release, Ukrainian Foreign Minister Sybiha said, if Russia truly wants peace, it must cease fire immediately. Why wait until May 8th? He wrote on X. If the fire can be ceased now and since any date for 30 days so it is real, not just for a parade. He said Ukraine is ready to support a lasting, durable, and full ceasefire. And this is what we are constantly proposing, for at least 30 days. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt said Trump was growing increasingly frustrated with leaders of both countries. He wants to see a permanent ceasefire. I understand Vladimir Putin this morning offered a temporary ceasefire. The president has made it clear he wants to see a permanent ceasefire first to stop the killing, stop the bloodshed. Reuters, an explosion of a drone is seen in the sky over the city during a Russian drone strike on April 24. The latest announcement comes during what the U.S. has described as a very critical week for Russia-Ukraine peace talks. Washington has been trying to broker a deal between the two sides, but the Donald Trump administration has threatened to pull out if they do not see progress. Putin is keen to create the impression that Russia is serious about seeking peace, and he is keen for Trump to hear that message given Ukraine has accepted Washington's proposal for a more lasting 30-day ceasefire. It comes after the U.S. president expressed annoyance with Russia's continued attacks on Ukraine. Russia launched a full-scale invasion of Ukraine on February 24, 2022, and currently controls about 20% Ukraine's territory, including the southern Crimea Peninsula annexed by Moscow in 2014. It is estimated that hundreds of thousands of people, the vast majority of them soldiers, have been killed or injured on all sides since 2022. War in Ukraine. Russia. Vladimir Putin.